Leading the news this morning, farmers in Western Australia's flood-affected Gascoyne region are facing millions of dollars worth of stock and crop losses. The record floods are now receding, but it'll be days before many of those evacuated will be able to return home. A state of emergency has been declared for the area around Carnarvon. Europe's deep freeze continues to disrupt the Christmas travel plans of hundreds of thousands of people. Many are bedding down at airports as more flights are delayed or are cancelled. At last, some encouraging signs from North Korea. The rogue state may be able to let United Nations inspectors back into the country. US politician Bill Richardson is visiting Pyongyang. He says inspectors will be allowed to access a uranium enrichment facility. North Korea has also backed away from its threat to attack its southern neighbour in retaliation for a military exercise. New South Wales Police and the Australian Defence Force are investigating allegations of a drug trafficking ring being run by Navy personnel in Sydney. The Australian newspaper reports the investigation is focused on potentially dozens of sailors stationed at Sydney's Garden Island Naval Base. Now, police won't confirm the nature of the investigation, but they say the Defence Force is looking into certain allegations against uniformed Navy personnel. And authorities investigating the Christmas Island boat tragedy are turning their attention to trying to identify the bodies of the dead. They're also pondering what to do with three children orphaned in the boat wreck.